Step number 8, don't be afraid to do things differently. So here's the thing, your kids are different. Family life is different than you had ever pictured. And I want to free you to do things differently and not feel guilty about it. Don't let other people's judgments paralyze you. See, everybody says, eat dinner together as a family. And I love that ideal. But if every night is stressful and your husband ends up yelling at the kids, then feed the kids early and eat dinner by yourselves. Seriously, dinner time is not the only time you can connect as a family. So the kids eat early, you eat later. And you connect in the living room or outside, just not at the table. And when the kids get older, then you have your family dinner time together. Although when they're older, you won't want them to be there. But you do it then. So it doesn't matter when you connect. Just connect, but free yourself. See, you're going to wonder if you're letting your strong-willed child get away with things. And yet you probably are. And he's still going to be okay, and so are you. So get comfortable with that. It's not always going to be pretty. And sometimes your only goal is to simply survive the day. Yep, some days you just have to get through it. Do what it takes, survive. And you go to sleep and try again the next day. Does it get easier? Usually, but some days you're going to have to take the day off. Just focus on yourself instead of trying to fix this child or make him successful. Now, I'm going to say something a little shocking, and I'm going to say it with an aggressive attitude here, so be warned, but I want this to hit a nerve, and I do want this to provoke you so that you'll think about it. So here goes. I wanted a kid who woke up and was excited to go to school, who eagerly did his classwork and knocked his homework out quickly, who was loved by teachers and got along with other kids, who participated willingly in school activities and had a wonderful experience in school. That would have been lovely. I didn't have that kid. What if your kids don't care about school and that's okay? What if school is stupid? What if for a period of time they don't care and they don't do their homework and you let them own their choices? Why would that be such a horrible thing? Oh, I know it's horrible for you because you're afraid that your child won't be successful in life. And yeah, I know the odds are better if your child goes to college. I get that. But maybe by controlling your anxiety and letting go of your expectations and the path that you want him to take, you free your child to care in his own way and choose his own path. Why is that such a bad thing? Yeah, I know they're going to struggle and fail. And why is that such a bad thing? Why? Maybe they need to struggle and fail because that's how they learn best. Maybe by struggling and failing, they find their true path and develop the toughness and persistence that will lead them to be successful later on. And maybe all this time hasn't been as much about what's good for your child as it has been about what's good for you and your own fears and anxiety. What if you need to let go of your expectations? What if you need to let go of the embarrassment this kid causes you? Maybe you need to let go of society's expectations and those friends whose kids are all going to good colleges and have such good careers planned out, and it sounds so wonderful, and your child is wallowing and struggling, but he's choosing his own path, and it's exactly where he needs to be. Have you ever considered that? Do you have the courage to step back and allow your child to choose his path? Do you respect your child enough to believe he's ultimately capable and smart enough to figure this out even through the pain? And maybe, just maybe, your child is right, that for some kids, school is a stupid freaking waste of time filled with arbitrary rules and arbitrary tests that have absolutely nothing to do with success in the real world. Because I've met a lot of very successful people who have pursued this path. It wasn't pretty, but it worked. Some of them went back to school in their mid-20s and came alive, but they needed to reject it first before owning it for themselves. And maybe, just maybe, we should listen to them and not our own anxiety. Maybe, just maybe, we should agree with them and set them loose to discover a different way instead of trying to fight them and force them to accept something that even we know isn't true. Wrestle with this. Your child will not step up and own his future, his schoolwork, his college plans, until you release him to own it and do it a different way.